Shalom, everybody! Parshas Ekev and most of Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's last speech before he died. In Parshas Ekev, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael about the great brachos they will receive if and when they follow the Torah. And one of the brachos that Moshe relates in the beginning of the parsha is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yedalid. Baruch Tihyeh Mikol Ha'amim, you will be blessed above all nations. Lo Yihyeh V'cha Akar V'Akara U'Vivemtecha. No one among you will be an Akar or Akara. No one will be barren, not among you and not among your animals. This bracha is very beautiful. But what is the connection between the first part of the pasuk, being blessed above all nations, and not having chas v'shalom barren people in our nation? In addition to that, we can ask another question. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on this pasuk that akar v'akara means she'eno molid, someone who is unable to have offspring. But we have to ask a question that's often asked when we learn Rashi in general. This explanation of Rashi seems, at first glance, to be superfluous. We know exactly what akar v'akara means. It means barren. It means sterile, unable to produce offspring. What was Rashi adding by translating the word here? And not only that, this is not the first time in the Chumash the word akara is used. The Torah says at the end of Parshas Noach that Sarah was an akara. She couldn't have children. In the beginning of Parshas Toldos, we're told that Rivka was an Akara. In Parshas Vayetze, we're told that Rachel was an Akara. And in none of these places does Rashi explain what Akara means. In fact, the word Akara appears 10 times in the Tanakh other than in our Pasuk, and nowhere else does Rashi explain what Akara means. Only here. And the question is why? What's Rashi adding here by explaining or by translating the word? These questions are asked by the Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. It's found in the first volume of the Shemen HaTov, and he gives the following beautiful explanation. The word bracha has many meanings, and one of those meanings is that bracha comes from the word brecha, a spring, a continually flowing spring. A fundamental idea of a bracha, the essence of a bracha, is that brachos are and brachos should be like a spring, that there is continuity, that the blessings you receive go beyond this moment, beyond this place, beyond this object, beyond you, that there is a perpetuation of the things that you do and the things that you have, that there are peros, there are fruit, so to speak, of your actions and from your actions. That is the greatest bracha. And that's what the well-known Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Ilan, Ilan, Bamea Varechecha. And what bracha does the Gemara say is the appropriate bracha? Sheyihiyu Tse'etzei Meyecha Kimoscha. That your offspring should be like you. That's the bracha. And that's what a bracha is. Not just to have health, or safety, or financial security, or whatever it is. No. The bracha is that whatever you have should go beyond you. And that's what's going on in our Pasuk and in Rashi. The brachos that you receive will be immense. Mikol ha'amim. And how are those great brachos expressed? Lo yihyeh v'cha akar v'akara. That your brachos will give birth, as Rashi says, to other brachos. That your brachos will bear fruit. That there will be continuity to your brachos. That your brachos again will bear fruit. But it's more than that. The Shemen HaTov continues and says that this idea relates to what the Torah says in our parasha in Perek Ches Pasuk Yud, V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. Why does the Torah say to bless God after we eat? Why not thank God? And in general, what does it mean to bless God? The Shemen HaTov says that uveirachta here also means brecha, means a spring. By saying Birkas HaMazon, we express and we recognize that everything we do, everything we have, is the result of the continually flowing spring of brachos from Hashem. We're just a link in a chain. The world wasn't created when we were born, and it will not cease to exist in 120 years either. All of our brachos come from Hashem's brecha. From Hashem's never-ending spring. They are beyond this place, and they're beyond this time, and they all spring from the infinite spring, from God Himself. And finally, the Shemen HaTov does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that that is why the Torah ends this pasuk and this bracha by saying that not only will you have brachos that continue and endure and perpetuate beyond you, but that is also true, bivemtecha. It's going to be true with your animals, with your possessions. If you recognize V'achalta v'savata uveirachta, if you recognize that everything comes from Hashem, even physical blessings, and if you realize that you can do positive things with those blessings, then they will be a source of blessing themselves. They will bear fruit. They will bear more fruit, fruit of blessing and blessings and blessings for you and for your offspring, Emir Tz Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.